Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Did you have a nice day yesterday?
I did. Did you?
I had a great day.
Tell me everything.
Not that much to tell.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, just a good, solid, productive day. Met John in the city. We had a couple things to do, and then we went home.
Ate lunch?
No. We went home, and we went to the backyard, and I dug things up. And
oh, you mean the backyard of your house?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, there's no backyard, no back door. I mean, if that's what you were getting at.
No, I wasn't. I went to the backyard, and I'm thinking,
yes, please.
Is that a...
It's not a euphemism for anything. It was literally the back door.
Did you hear her?
I mean, the backyard. Oh, my
Wait,
God.
You're the one doing it.
I just looked over at
nobody
her.
Nobody brought up anal but you.
Sorry, nobody brought up anal but you.
No.
Nobody said you're the one who said anal. I didn't say that.
I just said yes, please, to the gardening.
Sure, gardening.
I just went gardening.
It's a little bit of work, you know, break a little sweat.
Yes.
The funniest thing was we were in the city, and our contractor Richard's at the house.
Hi, Dick.
Hey, Dick. Dick and Chumley. Construction company. I know. He's great.
Wait, so Dick is with you guys here in the city?
No. We had something to do in the city, and then we came back to the... And while we were out, I don't know if you've seen that... You have, right? The sprinkler that I have that gets the raccoons off my fish pond.
Yes.
I thought it only gets your
on
sister-in-law.
Yeah. Well, the thing is stupid, because it works. It's great.
Yeah.
But it... The sensor... just cannot tell day from night. Like, I have it set to nighttime. And the sun can be shining directly on it, and sometimes it'll still go off.
Mm.
So, I guess if you cast a big shadow, Dick and Chumley Construction Company. So, I get a notification on my Ring camera that there's disturbance at my pond or, you know, whatever the hell it is. And I open it up, and there's Dick trying to, like, battle his way to the thing to turn it off.
I love that. That is so funny.
So I can talk through the thing.
Yeah. You're all Dick.
So I turn it on.
Way.
I turn it on, and it's just me
Dick
and John laughing
right.
at him. I know.
Dick to
Go
the
back.
Left.
Just turn it 180. It turns it off. So we have a lot of vermin problems, actually. I remember I used to have this cat that... I mean, I don't know how many times you need to get skunked before you realize, oh, I should stay away from that black and white thing. Like, that thing makes it so I'm not allowed to go in the house. I'm not allowed in. So
people are no different. The cat's not that dumb. I mean, how many people are like, I am never doing that again.
Right.
And then two days later,
there they are smelling like a skunk.
I love red.
I'm back, baby.
Red flags. I love red. It's my favorite color. So these skunks, now that we don't have a cat, I don't even know if the cat helped to control their population. I somehow doubt it. Seemed like the cat was getting the ass end of that deal every time. So the skunk, you know, I get these notifications, and every single day there's this family of skunks that kind of goes. So he's doing some stuff. He's trying to get them out from underneath our shed, which is where they live, and they continually dig tunnels out, and we're just trying to get them out so that
this
they're not
the
trapped.
This is the sewing shed?
No, this is John's tool shop.
Oh, wow.
So anyway,
oh, there's a shed.
There's a lot of sheds.
There's no garages, but lots
of
sheds.
The property.
Yeah, we have a whole little mini village back there. So it's like a little boulevard you can walk down in John's dad's tool shop.
You know what? We should get a sign for you. Your next birthday, I'm going to get a sign for you and make it something boulevard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's great. No, the no garage boulevard. Garageless boulevard. We have a bike shed. We have a paint. It's not really a shed because it's sort of like a storage space on the outside of the house. And then we have a tool shed, and we have the she shack. and a greenhouse.
You're so
whole little village back then.
Wow.
So anyway, we get back to the house and
me too, Vinny.
Whatever. I'm gonna lie about it. No, I don't have that. Anyway, he's there and he's just, you know, a little miffed that he's been soaked by our backyard shower. Yeah.
He'll be okay.
Dick.
Cold.
Yeah,
Dick is.
Yeah. I love Dick.
And then I start pulling, you know, me. This is my trick. It's a solid trick. I start something that I can't possibly finish without muscles. And I don't have those. So I start like digging this one thing up that I want to get out of there. And then I'm like, oh, can you guys help me? I'm going to hack at the bottom of this and you guys pull on the top. And next thing you know, I got them. I'm like, oh, while you're here, can we do this other
one
here?
Oh, my God.
I know. It's so fun.
You're evil.
I'm not evil. I just know how to work it. I know how to work the system.
Well, you're hot.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Look at me.
I mean, jacket, that parka.
Yeah.
Oh, it's working.
It's funny because I didn't realize Dick was behind the shed at one point. And by Dick, I mean Richard. I don't know why I'm calling him Dick.
Because that's his name.
I never call him Dick.
Yeah, you do.
So I'm out there. I'm cleaning the fish pond filter, which is great. Oh, my God. What a fun job that is. It's not disgusting at all. And it doesn't smell like the stinky bottom of a pond. Uh-huh. It's one of the most...
Fishy as F?
It's just... Well,
AF?
It's not fishy.
It's not even fishy. It smells like sewer.
It smells, almost has like an ethane smell.
Like
it's disgusting. Yeah.
Do you like this pond?
I love the pond.
It's worth
beautiful.
It.
It's beautiful.
It is worth
it's
it.
It's beautiful.
She talks to her fish like a crazy lady.
Well, she
no,
should.
I don't.
You do.
They're crazy.
They're beans. They're beans. You
they
need
are.
To talk
sure they are.
To your...
But they
love
hear
me.
You. They're in the water.
I can put
they
my hand in and they come over.
Do they kiss you?
They will. They'll they like kind of nibble on my hand,
yeah,
and I've actually picked them up and take them out, like, and they don't like that, so
beautiful.
I put them back in.
That's what I'm saying. She picks them up and pets them.
I love it.
They're drowning in the air right now.
I think it's beautiful.
Thank
I
you.
Love
use that.
It.
They're actually
it's
they're
wonderful.
Very restful. I often sit there and look and
yes,
you know.
They're your beings.
They are my little beings.
This pond sounds
yes.
lame, but go on.
The pond,
oh,
so
shut
it's
up.
Pretty. It's nice. It's
shut
restful.
Up.
It's and I've planted things, so it's growing. And it's actually the way things are growing in. It's become this walled off little room in the garden. It's so magic. I love it. So where was I? Oh, so I'm cleaning the pond filter. So
right.
This
and
is
you
me.
Got the boys doing stuff for you.
No, this is before I got them doing stuff for me.
Right.
I started with cleaning the filter. Mm. So, which is super fun. And I didn't realize that Richard was still behind the shed. So the shed is right there.
Right.
By
Dick
the thing.
Is behind you. Got it.
So
did
he
you
comes
your
up.
Gun behind the shed and something happened to Richard?
No. So I'm crouched down. And I'm, you know, no, he didn't say
you
anything,
farted.
And we, no,
she
I didn't,
farted.
I didn't fart. I plumber cracked him.
Excuse me.
Like, and I just felt like he came walking out, and I realized because I'm in this sort of crouch position, like all kind of, you know, just, you know, one of these, where you're down on the ground.
All right, and your booty crack is showing.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know if my booty crack was showing, but he comes walking out, and he sort of goes by me, and, you know, oh, that looks fun, whatever. And then I'm like, because I can feel the cool air on my lower back.
Yeah. Sarah.
Well, that's true. So I reach my disgusting hand that's covered in pond scum back there and go.
And your butt crack?
Yeah, my butt crack showing. Just to see, you know, how low my pants were. And they were low enough. And I was like.
Oh. So he saw your dot?
No, we didn't see my dot. He
the
just
middle
saw the,
wasn't showing?
No, just the
all
top
right.
of
well,
the
well, then
split.
What are you worried about?
It's
that's
a plumber's
not
crack.
Anything.
I don't like
it. It's so natural. It's so natural. And
well, I've seen
happen.
His plenty of times.
There
so.
You
well,
go.
See. You're even, Steven.
But he's a, you know, he's a plumber, so he's allowed to have that crack.
You're even Dick.
But, you know, maybe I was so hot that they helped me. Mm-hmm. You know?
As long as he wasn't like, you're looking at me from.
No, he hurried by.
So he's he
no,
didn't
he's
see.
Not.
I know he wasn't
We're,
trying to plan on putting
for...
some a garden into that hose into that garden. I don't know.
No. And I like to think we're like brother and sister. We, you mm-hmm, know, we have a really, uh-huh. I've known him
well, we know
20
your brother.
Years.
Your
now.
Brother looked
yeah.
at you, so
okay.
we know your family,
right.
okay? So we know how your family rolls.
So I guess it is just like a brother sister relationship.
Yeah.
How right? are you doing?
Come on, Joey.
And then I realized it was late and way past my dinner time, which is 3:30. So I went inside.
3:30 is dinner time now?
I try to.
Look
I
at can, you.
John knows that's what I want to eat. And John's willing. He'll do it. He's really considerate about it. He doesn't have to, but.
He has to. You're Sarah.
That is
he
true. I mean, I do call it a lot of the shots. But yeah.
Listen,
so
my John does whatever I say.
Well, you know, happy wife, happy life, yeah. Right? So we, so right, I go Vinny? In there and
something
I make,
like that.
I make an elaborate eggs and toast dinner, and we're all happy. And well, because I was covered in pond and garden, so I went in, took a shower, and then we sat down at 5 o'clock. I like the eggs and toast because it's also easy cleanup. You know, you get the one pan, the couple dishes. It's just so much easier.
Did you bring Richard in with you for the shower or no?
No, I didn't. He'd already had his shower that day.
Well, I mean,
out at the pond.
Dick didn't want to get wet, okay?
Thanks, Yuzi. You're always good for that one, right?
I know. I love that. That's my favorite. I can get away with that.
Anyway, Richard, if you're listening today, I have a couple more things I want to
do. Hi, Dick.
So. He loves the show, by the way. He listens all the time. He's always referencing something.
Oh, that's good.
I love your barbecues whenever you have parties. He's always cooking. I'm
he's like, you know, I'm going to do tri-tip this year. I'm like, you do it.
And
that
it's delicious.
Great. I know. He's really good at it.
Yeah, his meat's good.
Oh, my God. You know, it's not me, and it's not you.
It's not me today either.
It's Yuzette all the time. She's laughing.
She loves herself right now.
She's like crying laughing in there. She thinks she's so funny.
I can get away with it because we're talking about
Richard.
Right. Well, to change the subject real quick,
yes.
If I could.
Please do.
Yes, please.
So we're not talking about.
Love to not be talking about this anymore.
Richard, what are you doing?
I got sent. So I guess it must have shown up when I was out last week.
Yeah.
But this.
Yeah, thank
Why
you,
not?
Bryn. Good job, Bryn.
He was out surfing?
No.
It's from the surfers.
I got this note.
It's so nice.
From Rob at Wise Surfboards,
which
is now closed. Remember I told you they were
closing?
Yes,
you've mentioned it a few times.
So it was just neat to get this, and he sent me a t-shirt. He said he had a, well, let me read it. Hey, Ben.
And notice his handwriting is delicious. His
super nice handwriting.
I want to see that when you're done reading.
I honestly thought that he had someone else write this.
Oh, maybe he did.
I don't know, but it's
so
beautiful.
Perfect.
Yeah.
If I had to, I mean, it's shocking.
Okay, read it to me, and then I want to see the handwriting.
Yeah. I wanted to say thank you for all the support over the years. Closing up the shop sucked, and I'm going to miss hanging out with all the good people like yourself. Wise Surfboards was something special, and I'm glad you were a part of what made it so. I made up a limited run of tees for the boys, of which you are one. Wear it with pride, knowing that you were part of our legacy. Health and happiness to you and yours, Vinny, and enjoy life. Best regards, Rob.
Wow. That's so nice.
51
Look at the writing of that.
Years.
That's amazing. Hold up to the camera. Vaughn, get it. We should send him this.
Oh, 50. Look at that. It says Wise Surfboard San Francisco.
Anything
51
on the back?
Years. Yeah, anything on the back, Vinny?
That's the back.
Oh.
This is the front.
Wise. It just has the logo on the front.
But
the
really
writing
neat.
Is great, though, right?
It does. I listen, Rob, no offense. It does look like a girl's handwriting.
I didn't want to say that.
I think that. But, you know, I'll tell you something. I sign all my notes, but Debbie writes my notes.
Oh.
Because she writes. She has beautiful. You guys have seen my handwriting.
Yeah.
I can't even read it. I'll write something down, and I'll be like, well, I don't know what that says. So I'll just. Yeah. Come up
we
with
had
something
this conversation
else.
In the office after you guys left yesterday, and Bryn was all, "Yeah, I have Anita write everything."
I do.
There are people with that skill still. I don't know if new kids are getting that skill because it doesn't seem like they have to write that much.
No.
But yeah, this is. I mean, it's so legible.
I have nice penmanship as well, but that is. To me, I went, "Oh, he had his wife write this or something."
Yeah, my penmanship
good
is.
For him.
I have no manship of that.
Have you seen the intern's writing?
No.
Awful.
Oh.
It's awful.
You awful interns and your awful penmanship.
Well, they're too busy.
I bet you they can type hella fast, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my
and
God.
And know way more than me, but they can't write.
But
no
you can
offense,
write.
Guys, Corey
I can't write.
You know, what's funny about the typing? So this guy, I don't know, I couldn't guess his age, but I was at the Toyota dealer getting some stuff done.
Oil,
and this guy
oil change.
Had, like, he was using... His two, the pecking,
yes.
You know, the two pointer fingers.
Yeah.
And I'm watching him thinking, you do this every day. of your life. This is his life is at this computer typing in the, and he's going. But all with these two, I just thought, you didn't take typing in school?
No. You know, they don't even offer it anymore. In fact, my kids, Riley, who is hella fast. I mean, it actually sounds fake. Like
with
sometimes when he's coding, he's all fingers. But you know how we go to home position where you is
four
it
on
F,
four.
F, yeah. F and J? It even has a little dot where you can kind of home your fingers in. And like we know how to type in the real way. He doesn't do that. He says he puts his finger, his left finger on the furthest thing, whatever, like shift or what? Not the letters.
Oh, cap.
He goes, and then he knows, and then he puts his other finger on the other one, and then he is like
in from there. Everything's in.
I don't even think he uses. He might use his thumbs for the space bar. Is that the only thing you use him for?
Yeah.
And but he just doesn't have the same. But he's fast. But he doesn't do the proper. Like he never really learned to type. He just, you know, because the kids were typing in video games early on their computers. Like that World of Warcraft, he had to like write down what he was going to say when he was a little kid. I know.
Wow.
They converse.
Well, anyway, I guess that's maybe why.
Yeah. So this one two-finger guy, he probably is just as fast as we would be.
He's not that fast. That's what I was tripping on. I'm looking
like
at him
husband.
Going, it looks like a nightmare for him. Mm. He's like... I'm just watching it mesmerized. Like, this is what you do for a living all day. You're pecking away with these two fingers.
That's right.
All right.
Maybe he's super accurate.
Well,
slow but accurate.
It's clearly not bothering him because he does it.
Because the delete key is my home key.
What would that be called? Don't something shame him.
Type shame?
Don't type shame him.
Don't finger shame him.
I don't know.
What'd you have done? Oil change.
No. There were these rubber seals came up and were just poking out of the windshield area.
Oh.
On the van. And I'm like,
did you ever have that replaced?
No.
That van is cursed.
I know. The van's got troubles.
Just
minivans.
Just
don't do it.
Throw it away.
I love that thing.
Just throw it away.
I know.
I really do.
Listen,
I drive it a lot.
I loved my minivan too. They're great. They're super convenient. You can load a ton of people. Well, of course you don't because you're too cool.
It's too much.
Yeah, it's listen, you can fit tons of people in there and the
word
door
economy.
Slide.
Okay.
Stop it.
It's a van.
Minivan. It's just as easy to say minivan as it is to say van. It's a vehicle. I'm glad you have one that you like. You
I do like it, but yes, it's had some troubles. It's not we're on our I don't know, we've had three accidents and
right.
And you've had it less than a year.
It's cursed.
It's only got 10,000 miles on
it. Just accept it.
Yeah,
it's
some cars, you know, they're cursed.
They're bad.
But they've all been minor things. You know, nothing that was life-threatening. So maybe
pain in the ass things, though, I'll tell you.
Sure, pain in the ass, but not life-threatening, which is what you want in a car.
It's like life disruption. Mm. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
I got to take
on
this
top
to the
everything
shop
else, you got to go, you know, you're dealing with a lot of stuff. And now you've thrown a kitchen remodel and a faulty van into the mix. You got some real-life problems
I
going on.
I went back.
Vinny, the king of FOMO.
Just decisions. We don't have to say bad or good. Just he's the king of decisions.
Thank you so much. I went there yesterday to the house, and they were sledgehammering the old countertop. It was awesome.
Oh,
breaking it out.
Did you
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't go.
Let you swing?
I didn't want to. I didn't. I just was like, hi, sorry about, you know, all of the plastic and then the. And he was like, this is Kirk. He did all the work at my other place, Adney and Sons, Kirk Adney, whatever. Anyway, he's wonderful. And he was like, oh, don't worry about it. We fixed it. It's fine. I didn't even bring up the cereal I had poured into the garbage disposal. But
they're going to pull that whole thing.
He pulled it all out. Yeah. It's already gone. Mm-hmm. Last night I had an all new way of, I just went, I'm not hungry anyway.
Do you even have...
I don't even want to
So
eat.
The sink, there's just no sink there
there's
now.
There's no sink. There's a hole there now.
What kind of sink you get in one of those farm ones with the skirt on the front?
So I don't know what she decided on. We have that at the beach, the little beach apartment.
Yeah.
We put one of those farmhouse in. I love it. It looks great.
Yeah, they look beautiful.
It's neat. But it also, apparently they scratch.
You can. Like
because,
your,
you know,
your
you
belt
lean
buckle
into it.
Will
right.
Scratch it.
So I don't know what the missus picked, but whatever she picked,
is wonderful.
I'm sure it's going to be perfect.
Right.
I think what she, the main thing, I think she didn't want that hump in the middle.
Yeah.
She wanted
one big deep bowl.
Okay.
That's what I go for. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You know why? Because a lot of times there'll be one that's sort of shallow and that's where the disposal is. I'm like, I don't want the disposal there. I want one huge thing. I can put a dish rack in it so I don't have a dish rack up on the counter where the stuff is stacked.
I like the hump because I like separation.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to say. I'm like, what do I want to say? I just want a big bucket of water. Mm.
So that's what we're, I think that's what she, and then it was like.
You can bathe your kids in that for years, too. Oh. Like, you know, that's nice. Cute. A nice big sink.
For your third kid, it is going to be great.
Oh, my God. It's going to be. Let me tell you something. Baby Hulk now.
That is not happening.
Why not? Third kid?
A third kid? No, I can't.
You know, you got two good ones. Go for one more.
Yeah,
the third boy.
It's going to be really great and take care of the other one.
So it's six
Vinny
after San Francisco Bay Area. It looks like it's going to be a wonderful day.
Oh, yep, so far so good. KLOC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Moore Show.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.